Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cheap Seats Chatter, the Overtime Heroics Baseball Podcast. I am your host, Alex Clark, and join me, as always, from Syracuse University, we have Matthias Altman-Kurosaki. As we always do on this podcast, we always like to start out with a little bit of introduction, little formalities. Mac, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing well. I'll tell you one thing. I'm actually home for winter break now, so I get a nice month off. This is the first time in my entire life I feel like I get a winter break. You know, growing up, I only would get like a week off. Then when I was in college, I was an athlete, so I'd have to be back on campus early, you know, sometimes before New Year's. So, man, I can't wait. I had jury duty today, but I'm out now. So, man, I'm honestly feeling pretty good.
Mac, doing your civil duty by doing jury duty. But hey, you know what? You know what? You're on break. I'm jealous of that right now, working a normal, you know, 9-to-6 job. Not a 9-to-6 job. I get, I think, like a week off. So I'm kind of in that same thing. We've actually kind of swapped a little bit from how it was, like, say, even like a year or half a year ago.
Well, yeah, because no, I'm used to, you know, having to go nonstop, you know, whether it's school, then, you know, I'd be in school, then I'd be swimming, you know, then I'd be doing them both at the same time. You know, it's, you know, I'm so used to having to work nonstop, like even when I'm not in school. And now it's like, well, I do get a little bit of a break now. So I appreciate this because, you know, now I finally get to relax a little bit before I have to get back on that grind of grad school, you know.
Full feeling. And during that time, hey, probably be playing some MLB The Show, gonna be losing to me, but that's all right. I feel you. That's totally true. Totally true. But
yada yada yada.
You know, speaking of MLB The Show, you know, we're still in the baseball lockout, so not a whole lot of actual news to report right now on. So, you know, we're gonna have a little bit of fun today. I got a little bit bored. No, I actually had plans for a while, but we're going to play a game of Jeopardy. And normally you need a lot of people for that. You need like usually 2, 3 or more people for it. But today it's just me and Matt, and I made the quiz, so I obviously can't play it. So we're going to be doing a bit of a challenge run. We're going to be doing a CSC Jeopardy on MLB The Show 21, the video game that we were just talking about that I constantly beat Mac at. No, I'm kidding. But
yada, 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 dude.
Alright, I'll probably stop.
Talk all that.
I have a feeling you're getting actually angry about that. So, alright. Here's what we're going to do with it. I have a Jeopardy board here set up here. You won't be able to see it, obviously, on the audio podcast. Mac can see it here. But I'll read off everything for it. 5 categories, 5 questions each. Ratio point values from 100 to 500. Of course, the questions get harder as the point value increases. Now, we're going to be doing a challenge out of this because it is just one person. So, with that being said, next week we'll probably end up having Splash on the show, and he'll probably do the same quiz just to see how well they would go against each other. But I want to talk to you because we haven't discussed this fully. What do you think would be a good score to try and beat? If it's only 25 questions, 500s, 5400s, yada, yada. I'm thinking if you can beat, let's say, 5,000. Or actually, let's say 3,000. If you can beat 3,000, do you think you could do that? I think that's a good mark to try and get to.
I think 5,000 is definitely a bit of a ambitious score, especially given that there are 7,500 total points possible.
Yeah, so that's very true. So if you can get 3,000, especially with getting a question wrong means you lose the points. So I think if you can get 2,500, how about
2,500, I think is possible. I don't know. I think I know this game pretty well, but I feel like these questions are probably pretty difficult.
We'll see. I will say I definitely did not just make them last night in a very tired stupor. I definitely have been planning this for months on end. no, so we're going to get started with this game. And the categories on the board are Parallels, New Legends, Game Modes, Pack Life, and Insider Memes. For whatever reason, I think the 100 question is not showing, but if we need to, I have a way to also look at it again. So we can start out wherever you would like. Each one of these categories, again, 5 questions, ranging from 100 to 500 points. You just got to tell me where we're going to go, your goal you're trying to reach, is $2,500. And if we want to, I do have a final Jeopardy question ready to go for you.
All right, let's start with new legends. Give me new legends for 300.
New legends for 300, Mac. What fan favorite legend made his debut in the game as the Twins Live Series collection reward?
Oh, man. Okay. Twins Live Series collection reward. So this is his first year in the game, is what you said.
Yeah, this is the entire category. This is their first year being in MLB The Show.
At least as a legend, that is. Yeah, this is difficult. I'm not gonna lie already. Oh wait, nah, that's not him. I'll go with it. Give me Torii Hunter. It's definitely not Torii Hunter.
Is the answer Torii Hunter?
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
Nope, oh, it's Kirby Puckett. Kirby Puckett making his MLB The Show debut this year.
Yeah, wait, right. Yeah, Hunter was in it last year. Yeah, I should know that.
Yep. All right, so let's get on to the next question. You're at negative 300. Not looking so good so far.
Off to a great start.
Best possible start, man. You got this.
All right, give me game modes for 200.
There you go for the whole jumping around. As of today, who is the most recent World Series reward in ranked seasons?
I'm trying to think.
One thing I should also mention for the people at home, normally Jeopardy, you do the answer in the form of a question. We're not doing that because it's just easier this way.
The answer is Albert Pujols.
That is incorrect.
Oh, wait,
the answer is finest Mike Trout.
Nah, I got the programs mixed up.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Mike. So,
man.
All right, sir. Yes. Negative 500. All right, two questions in. You're 0-2.
Wow, all right, not looking good.
Not looking too good there, man. But hey, no, you got this. We believe in you. All right, pick your next question.
Let me go parallels for 100.
All right, let's see if it'll show. It will. All right, what cards are able to accrue parallel points?
Flashbacks.
So make the question a little bit, like, make it understand a little bit more.
Yeah.
So players in this, this was the first year that players could get parallels. Obviously, parallel was like one all the way through to the very end of it. And what I want to know is what cards are able to accrue parallel points? But players,
yeah.
We're not talking about like any specific type of players. We're talking about like what kind of cards are able to accrue parallel points.
Are they not flashback cards?
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
All right. It's incorrect because all cards can accrue parallel points live series to flashbacks to legends. All of them can accrue
I could have sworn live series you couldn't parallel them, but
nope, live series are definitely able to be paralleled.
This is really showing all the time I've spent away from home this year, during the pandemic, where I played MLB The Show basically every single day.
Yeah, you know, that's fair enough, but all right, 0-3. Don't take a deep breath, just kind of recollect yourself, regroup, take a drink of water. Anything you needed to get back on the right path, you're already not looking too great.
Yeah. But
I believe in you. You got this.
All right. Give me Pack Life for 200.
Pack Life for 200. How much does a 50-pack bundle cost in the shop?
75,000 stubs.
Ding, ding, ding. Let's go. You got your first one right. 75,000 for a 50-pack bundle. And as well with it, you also get a Fallen as a Habit pack.
Yep, you know. That is correct.
That is basically a guaranteed gold. Anyway.
Yeah, literally.
All right. You finally got your first one. You're still 400 in the hole. But where are you going next, Mac?
I mean, insider memes for 300.
Insider memes for 300. May consider the face of the game. Who do people usually blame for perfect lineouts, lucky breaks, and bad pack luck?
Are we looking for a person here?
We're looking for a person here.
Yes. Ramon Russell.
That is correct. Nice try, Ramon. And hey, you're starting to heat up now. You got two, you're now two over the last two.
I know that. I know that name very well from all the the good okay home runs I allow and the perfect lineouts I hit into.
I will say the bane of my existence is perfect lineouts and perfect foul balls. Yeah. Makes still no sense to me.
Got a fair amount of those.
Fair enough. All right, only 100 left to get out of the hole. Here, right. Five questions in. You got two right now. So where are you heading up next?
Give me insider memes for 400.
Ooh, staying on the hot topic here. What is the common name of the self-imposed play style where people refuse to put more money into the game after purchase?
No money spent.
That is correct. Yeah. As Mac now out of the hole at 300 points, has gone 3 for 3. Seems the memes are where you're at, my man.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. So now you got 300 in the positives. Where are you going to next?
All right, give me parallels for 200.
Parallels for 200. How many parallel points does it take to reach parallel 5?
Oh, wow. I'll be honest. That's a tough one. 100.
100 parallel points. That is incorrect. It is 10,000.
I knew it was something with the zeros on there, you know?
Yeah, you just missed the number of zeros by about 3.
Yeah, exactly. So,
all good. No worries. You're still in the positives, but only by a little bit here. Where are you going to next?
Give me game modes for 100.
Game modes for 100. In Battle Royale, how many consecutive wins are needed to make a flawless run?
12.
Yeah, that's right. It's a 12-0 run.
Yeah, I don't know if Kevin knows very much about that, but
I don't think he does. I think he's kind of forgotten at this point.
Yeah.
God, the day that Kevin goes 12-0 is the day that we find the cure for cancer. I'm not gonna
literally at this point, yes.
We can only hope so. Anyway, all right, 200 just scored right now. Let's keep it moving. Where are you off to next?
Give me pack life for 100.
Pack life for 100. What are the odds of pulling a diamond out of a standard pack?
What? Wait, there are actual odds for this?
There are actual odds for this. And where if you were to go into the game and go to standard pack and hit square, it would tell you the odds of pulling each tier.
Wait, seriously? 100%. One in 100.
That is incorrect. It's 1 in 50.
Oh, what?
Yeah, 1 in 50 out of a standard pack. So theoretically, out of a 50-pack bundle, you should get, on average, one diamond.
One diamond, yeah.
Does that always happen? The answer is no.
Probably not.
No. Wow. All right, you're back to 100 now. As we're now, I think we've gotten a good point into this game so far. How are you feeling so far? You've had a few good ones, a few kind of heartbreaks. Pack life and insider memes has really been your bread and butter so far. But how are you feeling so far about the game?
You know, I'm seeing what I know and what I don't know about this game. You know, like I said, last year I played this game literally every day until I went to live at school. But, you know, this year I've been, you know, at home, and then I've gone to grad school, and then I've come back for like a week, and then I've gone back. So, you know, it's showing that, you know, what I pay attention to, clearly. I do follow the MLB The Show Instagram and Twitter. So I know some of these things, but I don't know everything. Not as well as I did last year.
That's fair. Again, this has been really one of the first years that even I've like really start paying attention like a lot. And that's just because, again, pandemic, and also just because I like the game. It's fun. Definitely has its problems, but it's still fun. All right, Mac, where are we going to next? You're at 100 points. Still possible to get to the 2,500.
I'm going to go We go New Legends for 400.
New Legends for four. What new legend was the National League Live Series Collection Reward?
Oh, man. National League Live Series Collection Reward. These are new legends here. What? Wow, I gotta think. Man.
He's one of my favorite players, actually.
What? Alfonso Soriano.
There you go. You pulled it out. Put it out there. Nice job.
Well, yeah, once I thought about that, I was like, wait, collection reward? I think Soriano was a collection reward.
He was. He was the National League Live Series collection reward. There you go. Back up to 500. Good job. Where are we off to next, Ben?
Give me game modes for 300.
Game modes for three. What two online modes make you reset after two losses? I need both of them for the points.
Battle Royale and events.
That is correct. BRN events. Yeah, back up to 800.
Well, it's because I'm very familiar with that feeling.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, especially I usually events. With events, I'll go to two losses. With BR, I'm like one. Nah, I'm done. I'm not gonna win anyway.
So and this fine. Is why this is why I don't do BR very often.
I don't either. It's fun. I love to draft. Drafting is one of my favorite things ever. But man, I still suck at BR. I also just suck at the game in general.
I just don't know how. I don't know. I don't know how to draft well in BR anymore.
I also just suck at the higher difficulties, like trying to play on Legend or Hall of Fame is just
exactly
a death wish for me. Yeah. I think we're really showing how good we are at this game compared to people like Coogs and Kyle. But anyway, all right, where are we off to next here, Matt?
Give me parallels for three.
Parallels for three. There are five levels of parallel. What is the name of the fifth and final parallel?
Superfractor.
Sorry, say that one more time.
Superfractor.
Yeah, that is right. The superfractor parallel. Good job. But hey, you're now finally into the four digits at 1,100 points. Matt really started to pick up some speed here. All right. Let's see what you got going. Keep it up forward.
Give me pack life for four.
Pack life for four. Which of these is not a real pack type in MLB The Show 21? Space. Beach ball, kitchen sink, or run it back?
Space.
That is incorrect. What? Beach ball pack is not in MLB. Oh, that's MLB. It's in MLB Show 20. As in this year, they had space 1, 2, and 3. So that's going to be a negative, and you're back down to 700 points. Oh, sorry, you're still in the positives. Still in the positives.
I knew Beach Ball was an MLB The Show card. I just didn't know I forgot which year it was.
It was in last year's game. Also, can we just take a moment to say, what the heck is going on with some of the names of these packs? I mean, come on.
I don't know.
Why? I don't know what makes it a space pack or what makes it a kitchen sink pack.
Kitchen sink, you know, anything but the kitchen sink.
Everything but the kitchen sink. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. All right, man, let's keep it up here. 700 points. Let's keep it up. Just go for 2,500.
Give me parallels for four.
Parallels for four. Each parallel level, has a color attached to it. What color is parallel level four associated with?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm definitely completely guessing on this one. I gotta think. Green.
Green is incorrect. It's
yeah,
red.
It's definitely not green.
Green is parallel one.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's the parallel I'm familiar with.
Exactly, right? Now, yes. I only have like two cards of parallel four. I don't have a single superfractor.
I know. So I have a couple of random ones that are like parallel two, but I don't know how I got there.
That's fair. All right, at 300 points now, Mac Parallels only has one more question left in it.
All right, you know what? I'll clean it out. Parallels for five.
Parallels for five.
It's mean to the negative, so be it.
The parallel system is the replacement for what upgrade system that was in MLB The Show 20?
Prestige.
There you go.
Yeah, that was a layup, dude.
That was, hey, you know, it's the thing, like, you know, you think about MLB, you played a lot of MLB 20. For the people that played 21, going back to 20, it's like, oh, what happened? What was that? But it also goes to the fact that not every card could be prestiged, whereas every card can be paralleled. Was kind of the whole thing.
Yeah, the prestige thing was kind of
wonky. I hated it. I got one, aside from the free prestiges that you got from, like, the prestige XP reward, I got one prestige card, and that was the monthly James Paxton.
I don't think I didn't prestige anything.
Yeah, but that was because, like, I, like, only did Paxton for a while just to get it.
Yeah, anyway. Well, that makes sense then.
All right, you're at 800. What are you going to do next?
Give me game modes for 400.
Game modes for 4. How many points are needed to reach division series in ranked seasons?
700.
That is incorrect. It's 500 for division series.
Wait.
Actually, false. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
False. I may have pulled,
I think I pulled Buckner right here. As you are correct, it is 700.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, wait, 500.
When I made the question, I meant to put in pennant race.
Pennant race. Oh, I was just saying, pennant race is definitely 500.
Yeah, so I'm giving it to you because I made the mistake here.
Yikes.
So,
okay.
You're now at 1,200 points. You're just shy of halfway to your goal. I'm going to try to edit. I'll need to make sure I edit that before the next thing. Again, like I said, totally didn't just make this last night while I was completely.
I was going to say, I definitely know my ranked season tiers because I'm actually not too terrible at ranked seasons. So
fair enough. All right. So you're at 1,200 points now. As right now, the parallels category is completely gone. Game modes only has one left. You still have a few left in new legends, pack life, and an insider memes.
Give me pack life for 5.
Pack life for the big cojones. What was the first 99 overall card that could be pulled from a headliner?
I'm going to want
the player name and what type of card it was.
What? I definitely do not know the answer to this.
All right, Ben, gonna need you to make a guess then.
Prime 99 Matt Kemp.
So not incorrect. Close. Good, not even remotely close. But no, yeah, signature series Minnie Mouse.
Yeah. So this is the thing. They normally start doing the 99 headliners later in the year. So I definitely wasn't home when that was out. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. So I think they've done now. I think it's 4.99. I don't know. I'm probably wrong on it. That I might have just given you an answer for something. Oh no, but we'll see. All right, 700 points. Still some questions left to go. Where are you heading to next?
Give me insider memes for 200.
Insider memes for 200. Pulling what elusive card used to bring so much joy, but now you can be bought for just over 30K for just over 30K stubs on the marketplace.
Live series Mike Trout.
That is indeed correct. Lions series Mike Trout.
It's insane. Well, Alex, you've been pulling them like nonstop. Like,
yeah, I've pulled a few. I actually, in this moment in my inventory, I have 3 Mike Trouts.
Yeah, because I don't know how it's possible.
It's because in this game they decided to make the live series choice pack and make it easy to get. And it was when they started making it the 90 overall one, it basically just completely flooded the market with Trouts. So, all right.
Yeah, I mean, I think I may have pulled a couple of live series diamonds earlier in the year, but I know I definitely have some that got upgraded to diamonds.
Alrighty, 900 points, parallels gone, every category. There's still at least one question left. Where are we going to?
Pack life for 3.
Pack life for 3 to finish the category. How many different headliner sets have been released?
Oh, man. Oh. Man. Headliner sets. I'm trying to think back to when this game came out. Came out in April. I'm trying to. I'm bad at math, so bear with me.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. Talk a lot as much as you need.
I know last year they did 50. It was done by like this point in the year. This year it came out 6 weeks later or so, or 4 weeks later. Give me
normally there would be a time limit for this, but because we're just having fun here, there's no time limits.
Give me 42.
42, great answer, but incorrect. It's 40.
Ah!
Very close. 40, but with the last one being the milestone 30-30 club, Christian Yelich.
Yep, I knew that. Oh, okay.
All right, so you're down to just 600 points here, as now Parallels and Pack Life have been completely cleared out. But you still have questions left in New Legends, Game Modes, and an Insider Memes. Where are you going to next?
Give me Insider Memes for 100.
All right, try to get yourself back on track here. What minor league stadium is known for being one of the most hated and most popular of all, even though it technically doesn't exist?
Ship It Stadium.
That is absolutely correct. Ship It, please sometimes go away. I'm 700 points now.
Imagine if Ship It Stadium was real.
Please don't give me an aneurysm. So right now, just to kind of stop it for just a second here, you currently have 700 points. Right now, you have 5 questions left. New Legends 100, 200, 500, Game Modes 500, and Insider Memes 500. If you were to get every single one of them correct, let's see here, that would be
2,500.
That would be exactly the 2,500. So, are you up to the task? Let's see if you can do it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. My chances are very good, but, you know, I'll give it a shot.
Give it a shot. If anything, we're at least going to set a benchmark for where Splash could try to beat next week. All right, so where are we going?
Give me Game Modes for 5.
Game Modes for the big cojones. From Daily Moments, what series of card was a main reward most often? As each one of the Daily Moments sets had a signature card with it. Which type of card was the reward most often?
Evolution? I mean, I don't know if that's a type of card, though.
That is not a type of card. And what I'm talking about is that each one had, like, one. That was, like, the thing for that set.
What? I know there was like a high diamond something.
There was a high diamond that was kind of like the big one.
Signature series.
Signature series is incorrect. It was the Milestone series. As Signature series had 2. But Milestone series had Cy Young, Pablo Sandoval, and Reggie Jackson.
I thought the Reggie was the signature series for some reason.
No, yeah. They needed to give Reggie a signature series, but they did not. Instead, they gave surprised. Him. No, yeah. They decided to give him the 500 home run club card, which I don't understand. Well, actually, no, yeah, that one makes a little more sense. There are some cards that have like 600 plus home runs, and yet it's still 500 home run club. Anyway, regardless. All right. So now it is impossible for 2,500 without the final Jeopardy question, but all right. We'll see how far we can get up to, at least if it's possible to get there with that question.
Okay, give me New Legends for 200.
New Legends for 2. What pitching legend has 4 cards in the game, including a 42 series card and a signature series card, which was an inning boss?
Pedro Martinez.
That is correct, Pedro. Yep. He has 3 diamonds in the game and 1 silver.
Silver, who's a reliever?
It is a reliever card. Yep, you know what's up.
From his days with the Dodgers.
Yep. All right, 3 questions left, a total of 1,100 points up for grabs. You have New Legends for 100, New Legends for 500, and Insider Memes for 500.
Give me Insider Memes for 5.
All right, Insider Memes. What is the 2-word alliterative term for cards that are cheaper but play above their overall?
Budget baller.
I'm going to give it to you, but the normal term that we hear most of the time is budget beast.
Oh.
But budget baller also, I've heard that one as well. So I'm going to
say that's what I had heard.
Yeah, so a lot of times it's we hear both of them anyway. So I'm going to give that to you also because I am a very nice man. Anyway, moving on, 900 points now. You have only have one category left that's new legends, and you have opposite ends of the spectrum, 100 and 500.
Give me 100 first.
100, getting the easy one out of the way. This is his first year in the game. While this is first year in the game, what pirate great lends his name to one of baseball's most prestigious awards?
I'm assuming you're referring to Travis Snyder. Just kidding. It's Roberto Clemente.
Dude, Travis Snyder from Washington. What a homie.
That's my guy, Lunchbox Hero, but it is Roberto Clemente.
It is, in fact, Roberto Clemente. If you had actually said that it was Travis Snyder, I was going to eat you. Like, just straight Travis up. Snyder's like,
He's not in the game.
He's not even in the game.
Yeah. He's not, but he was in the Mets minor league system when I was in high school. And he also made one of the greatest catches in Citi Field history when he was on the Pirates.
He also went to a high school not too far from where I used to live.
It's pretty good.
Fun times. All right, last question. New legends for 500 points. Let's see what you got here. What Dodger great made his debut as a first inning boss with his rookie card and was later given a milestones card?
Man, so Dodgers legend. Rookie card. This is his first year.
This is his first year in MLB The Show 21.
What? Because the Dodgers have many legends.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to give you a hint here just so that we have, at least have a chance to get to the 2500. But We'll see.
Yeah, I'm trying to think through the Dodgers legends because, like, okay, if he was a boss, then clearly he was good. He had a milestone card later. Man, what?
Would you like a hint with this? I'm not going to try and give it away.
Yes, please.
But, okay. So, the other first inning bosses that he came with were Mike Piazza and Kenny Lofton. And the milestone card was in the Run It Back program.
What?
He's also a lefty.
Lefty. Man, what in the world? Oh, Fernando Valenzuela.
There you go. It took you about 10,000 years, but you got Fernando. It only took me giving you a hint and breaking all known laws of time.
Fernando Mania, man. Yeah.
Yeah, Fernando Valenzuela with the nasty screwball that is absolutely
unbelievable. That card is unhittable.
That is honestly one of the best pitches in the game. That pitch is just insane. All right. So you made it to 1,500 points. Now, here's where it gets interesting. We're not going to tell Splash where you finished. You know where the goal is. The goal is to get to 2,500. That's where your kind of goal is at. You can go higher if you want to try and beat him. For the final Jeopardy question I have for you, I will give you the category name for it. And you're going to tell me how many points you're willing to risk on the question. You're not going to see it on the screen because there's no way I could technically get it. I'll just tell you what the question is.
Okay.
All right. So do you want to know do you even want to do the question? This is my next question.
Yes, I will do. Okay. Yes, I want to do this question.
Okay. The category is live series golds.
Live series gold. Okay.
All right. So now I want you to make your wager.
You know, I don't want to go all in because obviously there is a chance I get this wrong. So give me 1,000.
1,000 to get right to that 2,500 benchmark. All right. Here we go. It's me. So you should know where this is going. How many live series golds do the Seattle Mariners have at this exact moment? And what I want to clarify with this is how many have the emblem in the bottom right-hand corner? And it's live series gold players.
Ah.
I will give you a give or take of one on this.
Okay, I have to do some thinking. Because
talk it out loud.
Because obviously Kendall Graveman's not on the team anymore, so he doesn't count. Then who else is even on the team by the end of the year? I feel like Haniger. Then Seawald, I think, went gold. Who else was on the team this year even? I'm trying to think. I think Ty France. Did his live series go gold?
To clarify for people at home, this is if you go into your into the inventory and go to the Seattle Mariners, and you see the live series. How many have the gold emblem and have the Mariner emblem in the bottom right hand corner?
Man, I'm thinking this.
So who are you thinking right now? Who are the ones that you know for sure? That you think for sure, at least?
Paul Seawald and Mitch Haniger.
Okay.
Man, I feel like Ty France is also gold, but I'm not sure if he actually got upgraded. And I'm trying to think who else on that team could possibly be a gold.
I'll tell you this, because this surprised me. One of them was a free agent the entire year, but was moved back to being on the actual Mariner collection at the end of the season.
Yeah, that tells me that's probably Ken Giles. Because I know that he is technically a Mariner, but he didn't play all year. Man. All right, give me four.
Four, your final answer.
Four is my final answer.
This is the wrong. We just went to a completely different show. You're correct. It is four.
Four?
So that gives you to 2,500 points right at your goal. Now, I know that this is not going to scrutinize you, but what are the four?
Paul Seawald, Mitch Haniger, Ty France, and Ken Giles.
Okay. So you got three out of the four. Ty France is not one of them. He finished as a 78 overall. I agree with you. It's dumb. He deserved to be a gold. The final gold was Diego Castillo.
Ah, I didn't realize Diego was a gold.
Yeah, he shouldn't be.
I thought he was a silver all year.
No, he was a gold most of the year, and he was actually a pretty high gold, too. And then just kind of kept falling as he just really didn't do that well with Seattle.
I mean, the thing is that, you know, Castillo is a guy who has good stuff, so I understand how he could be.
Agreed. Oh, no, yeah, especially when, you know, you have 99 velo in the game.
And also, he was a closer for a good part of the year. And also, I don't know what you're talking about, man. He had a 2.86 ERA with
He started out the year very rocky and then kind of picked it up.
Yeah, and I guess you know, started out badly. They traded for him to be the replacement for Graveman. He wasn't really the closer, so.
Nope, it was Paul Seawald who was the better reliever.
Well, and Steckenrider was also the closer.
True. Steck did a lot of really good work this year. But yeah. I also got invited to think that Paul Seawald is the highest rated Mariner right now.
That's crazy.
Ken Giles are tied at 82.
You know, good for Paul Seawald. You know, I'm really happy that he's the gold now, you know, because obviously I saw him struggle through his years in Flushing. And now to see that he's finding success, even if it's with another team, it makes me happy for him.
I'm glad. Yeah, I'm really happy that we have him right now. He's a guy that was not meant to really succeed, but he's really came out and done an amazing job. I'm really happy that he's done as well as he has, and I hope he continues it, as the bullpen for Seattle could be absolutely dangerous next year. But yeah. Anyway, with that, all right, you finished with 2,500 points. You got to the goal. It did take a Final Jeopardy question to get you there, but you got it. And so how do you feel? How do you feel you did on this one?
You know, I think I honestly did better than I expected. When I first saw the categories, I didn't think I was going to – first of all, I'm surprised I got all of the insider memes correct because, like I said, I didn't play this game nearly as much as I did last year. So I'm really happy with that.
The one I was hoping was going to get you was the Ramon one. Just because that's one that you either know or you do not know. Like
everybody knows
that. Everyone makes good. Yeah, exactly. And so that's good.
But looking at the rest of the categories, you know, obviously parallels I struggled with because honestly, I don't have many like upgraded cards, I feel like. I think I knew the new legends as well as I could, which was impressive. And the ones that I struggled with, which were parallels and pack life, I'm not surprised I struggled with.
Well, yeah, so I think you did overall pretty darn well. Because, again, like for someone that, again, doesn't get to play the game a whole ton, some of these were hard. I mean, for one thing, especially you didn't even know that you could, you know, look at the odds for packs by hitting square while looking at it. Like, for example, for headliners, it's technically a 1 in 10 for a diamond, whereas for a ball doesn't have a pack, it's a 1 in 15. Which
that I doesn't think make any backwards. Sense.
Agreed. Yeah. Although, to be fair, it should really just be 1 out of 1 for gold only, nothing else out of the ball pack. But, no, I mean, I pulled a few good, decent diamonds out of BIAH pay packs, so... Anyway, well, it's all fun. Yeah,
and I appreciate that you took the time to put this together. I really did enjoy it.
I'm glad. Yeah, this one was fun. I always love making quizzes and all that fun stuff. And I feel like with this one, like, I got a good mix of what this game has to offer. There isn't really much, like, gameplay stuff that I could put in. So I kind of had to go with mechanics, game modes, all that fun stuff. And I feel like, you know, with this game, like, with MLB The Show 21... this was a really good addition, like, actually straight up. Like, there are definitely some problems,
great,
obviously, but, I mean, the parallel system, I absolutely love. I think it is an amazing idea that makes even live series cards still usable later on in the game. It makes every card be able to exceed its expectations, where if you really do well with one type of card, you can just keep making it better, and it can be... you could turn some cards into 99 overalls because of this as well. Right now, Mike Trout, it technically can become a 99 if you super fractor him. So.
Yeah, no, I think that, I really think MLB The Show 21 is it's a superior game to the past years. Although I will say the content has been fantastic. I feel like every year the content of the game gets better. So and the content does change a lot. So, I mean, making, you know, quizzes like this, it probably would get more difficult as the years go on, if I'm being honest.
Definitely. Like, I think that if I were to try and, like, put one in from, like, a anthology from, like, say, 2017 to now, and it'll be 17 to now, it would show a big difference, a big hop in how the games played and how the games worked from then until now. I mean, for one thing, if you go back even to MLB 18, we didn't even have inning programs. You just had player programs, and that was really it.
Yeah, I remember that was also, well, for me also, I didn't get PlayStation Plus until MLB The Show 20 came out, you know, during COVID, of course.
Yeah, fair.
you know, I had to keep myself entertained somehow. So yeah, that's when I really started paying attention to Diamond Dynasty more. And so, you know, I think especially with Diamond Dynasty, it's easy, you know, to get, you know, it's good to have quizzes, you know, like this, or like I've seen some content creators do with Name That Batting Stance. You know, it's fun to do things like this.
100%. And I'd love to make more for the show later on, especially on just because, you know, I actually do host trivia as one of my other jobs. I talk of three jobs, but I would love to keep doing this. If you guys want, we can continue doing this as well. If you guys like this kind of content, let us know. We'll do more. Next week, we will be doing the same quiz again, as it will be this time Splash that's in the hot seat, as Mac has a pretty strong score, that 2,500-point score that Splash will have to try and compete against. Mac, is there anything else we really want to talk about? There's not been a whole lot of news this episode. This has been more of a variety showing, but I mean, kind of hard to talk baseball when there's a lockout.
Yeah, well, I was going to say is that hopefully the lockout ends by the okay, it's going to be it'd be optimistic to say that it will end by the time the that my winter break is up, but I will say I certainly hope this I hope this lockout ends just by like spring training or something. You know, I want to, you know, I live for baseball season, and I'm not trying to have another season that gets shortened, you know, the way the COVID-19 season was.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that I'm really hoping for as well, just because, I mean, the COVID season was interesting just because it was different. It was a new mechanic that we didn't, you know how it was going to work. But at the same time, you know, I'd rather just have a real season. Like, I'd rather just have that to work with. So let's get this deal done, guys. Come on. Everyone, players, owners, get it done. By the way, this is a little fun thing, I guess, a little bonus question, I guess. Just because I found this kind of funny. What do you think there's more of? Mariner Live Series golds or Mariner Flashback golds?
I honestly wouldn't be able to tell you.
You want to take a guess?
If I were to take a guess, I'm going to say Live Series just because I feel like Flashback golds aren't as common.
Yeah. It is Flashback golds with 7. But those golds are prospect Noel V. Marte, Ken Griffey Sr., Jake Fraley, tops now, Michael Pineda, Ty France, Kyle Seager, and Daniel Vogelbeest.
So, wait, which Vogelback was that monthly? For an all-star? Or?
Monthly.
Oh.
No, yeah, his April 2019 gold Daniel Vogelbach, which is only an 81 overall, and it makes me just the saddest little boy. But thankfully, they did better as he was then later given on the very first finest card of the year this year was a flashback Vogelbach from MLB The Show 19. Although only 93 overall, but it's okay. He still hits dollars.
I remember having that card back in 2019.
I will say I was so happy when they like announced that card because I knew that it wasn't going to get a whole lot of love, but I did not care. I got to have my baby, my Vogelbach back. So that's all I cared about. All right. But if there's something else to kind of go through, I think that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Mac for showing up for today's episode here today. Thank you so much for playing along. So I know this was a little bit of a weirder one, but I'm glad we got to do something fun with this. But for everyone associated with Cheap Seats Chatter, my name is Alex Clark. I've been your host for today's episode, and I hope to see you all real soon.